Hello. Nice. Hello, hello. How does it go? I hope it goes good. I hope you're all doing well. Whatever day I post this, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I don't really know. Sorry I couldn't get it out sooner. It was meant to come out on Sunday, so the 13th, I think that would have been. Yeah, Dad just didn't want to leave the house, so I couldn't record. Sorry. Anywho, thank you all so much for all the love these past, what has it been, 8 months now? That is insane to me that in 4 more months it'll have been a full year of me making content. That doesn't feel real. But for real, thank you all so much. Obviously, this is a milestone for the Reddit primarily, but also, we just bridged the gap of 100 patrons, which is insane, the amount of you who have supported me further on there. Thank you all so very much. Also, this is for 6K on the Reddit. We are now already past 6,500, so y'all need to like tell me when I do a milestone thing like this to hurry my ass up because y'all just don't stop following. So thank you. February, or not February. This is February. January was a huge month for me. I'm sure you all know the Breeding King audio did insane numbers. It's now my biggest audio by far. So thank you to those who liked that audio. You all honestly have no idea how much it helps to see. Like, obviously, likes are just numbers, and views are just numbers, but it really, really helps to see the likes and the comments and the love and hear that you feel I gave, like, a good performance on an audio because that helps me feel motivated to make more content, and it also helps me to learn what kind of content you all like to see. So, thank you. Thank you for all the love, and yeah. Let's get into the Q&A. What do we got this time? If there's some questions here that I don't know the answer to, I'm sorry, I'm a dummy. I dropped out of high school because I'm a dumb.
Anywho.
Also, sorry if there's any background noise. This is just gonna kind of be a one shot. My house is very loud. Yeah.
First question.
We got quite a few actually this time, so thank you very much to those who left questions. Zodiac sign.
I am a Gemini. Two faces.
Although I only have one. I do have two heads though. Hee hee hee. B.
Majimini. Jiminy.
What got you into doing 18 plus voice acting? I'm sure this question's gonna come a ever living fuck ton. I was in a really bad spot in my life, most of being 19. I'm 20 years old, by the way. Now. But being 19, I had a really, really rough start to my year before my birthday. And as my birthday passed in June, I started feeling really, really positive about myself and kind of wanted to put myself out there. I thought about doing YouTube creation, but I only have a laptop at the moment and it's not really great for gaming, and I didn't really have the money to buy many games. Not to mention not knowing how to stream or do things like that, so I decided on audio creation and I was just gonna kind of do like basic ASMR, BFE, SFW stuff, but I had been into GWA for about a year prior, so I decided to get into that. I had always enjoyed the idea of getting into the porn field, but wasn't confident enough in myself, like in my body, to do full-fledged stuff like that, so I decided to do this.
Next question.
Will you be my best friend? I will be your best cutie. I'm sure this isn't a thing that I really need to say, but I'm just gonna say it here. If you're the type of person to ask a content creator, like, hey, will you be my friend? You're kind of weird. And I'm sorry to say that, but we're not friends until we talk for a while, you know? Like, obviously, I care about all of you. You're all my cuties, and I love all of you, but when I say I love you, obviously I don't mean like,
Lovey, loving, let's have sex.
Like, no, it's I care about you because you care about me, and it's like that, you know? Like, just, and a thing too. Just because I have an opinion on something and I'm like blunt about my opinions does not mean that you have to also have my opinions and voice my opinions for me all the time, okay? You are your own voice, you are your own person. Sorry if this is off track. I don't know why I'm saying all this.
Next question.
There's gonna be a little beep boop.
Oh, what the fuck?
I accidentally clicked the wrong thing. Ah, scroll down.
Ah, no. What happened?
What happened? I lost all the things.
No.
Oh my god, I lost my place. Uh-oh. Alright, well, we're going a little bit off track here. Sorry if I accidentally repeat a question. Okay. Is there another voice actor that you want to collaborate with but haven't yet? So many. I mean, I've only done one collab so far, and that was with, I think their username is LittleWolfie7, but LittleWolfie is for sure the start of their name. That's our collab. It's like, you two little puppy boys. I'd love to do more collabs in the future, just something that hasn't really come up yet. I've been doing a lot of my own stuff. What do you like to put on your hamburgers or hot dogs if you eat those?
Hamburger. Cheese, onion, mayo, ketchup, lettuce, pickles.
I'd say that's like my go-to for the most part. If they can be grilled onions, they're always grilled onions. And then depending on the place, like my favorite burger is from a place. It's not really like a hamburger. It's a chicken burger, but it's a chicken burger and it has like this pickled barbecue sauce and these pickled red onions. And it has nice crispy lettuce. And then the bun, it's a brioche bun, which is like super buttery and nice. And they put duck fat in it. And then hot dog, onions, ketchup, mustard. It's kind of it, I guess. Chili cheese, if that's the thing, I suppose. Just a basic question. How tall are you? Before I answer it, everyone put your guesses right now in your brain. 3, 2, 1.
I'm 5'5". I'm small. I'm little.
I am a small lad.
Petite. Next question.
What's your favorite thing to do in your free time? Watch YouTube, listen to music, play games, chat with buds, record, I guess, because that's kind of my free time too. Things like that, yeah. Just like general kind of lazy, dumb things. Not so much of a question as a comment, but I really think you were cute, and if I knew you IRL, I would definitely develop a crush on you.
Wow.
Well, how do you know that? You don't even know what I look like. You don't even know what I like. All you know is that I like dick and pussy.
Oh, and also the balls.
What's your favorite song to listen to? Here we go. I knew this question was going to come a million times as well. Favorite song at the moment is... that is hard. That is hard, hard, hard. Smoke Break by Chance the Rapper and Future has been a in my loop at the moment. I forget the exact name of the song. One second. Y'all are gonna hear some noises because I'm pulling up my Spotify on my computer. I'm literally doing this in the middle of the Q&A.
And no one can stop me.
Where is it? There's the album. Please don't play randomly. It's called Sick Girl Online with a capital S and then the word sick, all one word, Girl Online by Gene Dawson. That song is amazing and I love it so much. Definitely give that a peep. I'm going to say some other songs because I'm sure there's going to be more questions about it. Next question. What made you want to get into voice acting? I've already just talked about the NSFW stuff, but I've always done voice stuff, even when I was a kid. I was big into doing impressions. I was big into, like, I would just go... just making a lot of dumb noises, so I got used to it. Yeah, I've always wanted to do something with my voice. Why did I go... I just, like, whistled. I've always wanted to do something with my voice, whether it was like YouTube or whatever. Don't know if this is too personal, but are you a more sexually submissive or dominant person IRL? Or are you a pure switch? That is entirely dependent on my partner. Entirely. If my partner is a pure sub, I'll be a dom. I'm totally fine with that. I would say I'm mostly a pleasure dom when I am a dom. If they are mostly a dom, then I'm totally fine playing the sub role, but I enjoy switching simply because I like the idea of both sides, of being able to be that dominant person that another person really, really sought after, and then right after, like, doing all the stuff to them, you just go around and go, "Please use me." Like, I. Hot as fuck. I want to know when's your birthday and how old are you? I was born June 16th, and I'm 20. This is a long one. Do you ever get embarrassed or be like, "What the fuck am I doing?" when you record stuff or edit them? Not in like a bad way, in like a "how did I get here" kind of way, if you get what I mean. Also, do you have to get into the mood to record, or does it just come naturally? Sorry, those are weird questions. Don't have to answer them if you're uncomfy. No, I'm fine with those questions, dear. Definitely a little bit. Sometimes I just start giggling during recording because I'm like, "Holy fuck, I'm a dumbass." Like, I was gonna record an audio that was, for those of you who don't know, I have a series called Bros to Lovers, which is like, I go, "Bro, come on, bro. You wanna fuck me, bro?" I talk like that. And I was gonna make a version of that with just a pure trying a British accent. But, I literally couldn't get past the first sentence without dying laughing. So, yes, I definitely am like, why am I a dork? How did I get here? I mean, I'm very grateful for being here. Thank you for the question. Next one. Might sound a little odd, but do you have a clothing style you gravitate towards or you don't really care for it? I'm not like a super like fashionable person. Is fashionable a word? I'm just gonna say that word. I really like cozy stuff, like just like stuff I can kind of just slip on and look decent in, like jeans. I love my jeans. I have two sweaters kind of. I have this one which is brown, a little like kind of like bumpy and full brown. I have a big pink sweater which I love a lot. I like wearing just t-shirts for the most part. Yeah, like not a huge fashion head, but I try to at least look decent. Besides your ASMR content, do you have any other goals, such things you want to mark off your bucket list this year? Pretty much, what are you looking forward to this year? Sorry if this is too much. There's another question there, but I'll answer this first. Bucket list. Definitely just do more content, up the quality of my content. A lovely fella over on my Throne wish list bought me a new mic, which is a Blue Yeti. So I'm gonna be trying to set that up, and hopefully it'll even sound better than this mic, which would be amazing. Other things, just yeah, like get more professional, definitely get more into the GWA, the kind of voice acting sphere. I want to get more in touch with creators, more in touch with y'all too, like doing like my idea of like not exactly a podcast, but like some type of like way for me to just talk more one-on-one with y'all, maybe even do live streams or like live just like chat sessions in my Discord server. If you're not in there, by the way, it's in my all links post pinned on my profile here and on my Twitter. You can go there and you can follow and come and join my Discord server. Just make sure you're 18 plus, but if you're not 18 plus already, get the fuck away from my content. What made you want to create ASMR content? I kind of already answered that, but just I find it interesting. I like being very sweet and cuddly and cozy, so I figured I could at least try to do it. What's your favorite movie? SpongeBob movie. Easy answer. Favorite movie genre? Comedy or yeah, I guess comedy or like sci-fi, I suppose, like just or just fiction in general. Like I love that stuff. Favorite song at the moment? I already answered it, but I knew there was going to be more, so I have more songs in my head that I could say. I have been listening to, what is it called? Miss Jackson by Outkast a ton. And I listened to their song, I think it's called Stankadonia or Stankonia. It's like 2000 album for the first time. Lovely album. Should definitely give it a check if you want some old school hip hop action. what's your ideal type? See, I don't really have one. I don't know if I've been over this before, but sexually speaking, in real life, I'm more attracted to the more femme body type, but that doesn't mean that I'm not attracted to men either. I am sexually, like, I'm pansexual / omnisexual, so I kind of get to like people more and find them more sexually attractive and, like, interesting the more I get to know them. Like, I can obviously, like, I could do sexual stuff with someone pretty easily, pretty quickly, because I also have a very, very big thing for voices. I love voices so much. If you have a voice that I like, there's a very high chance I'm going to like you a lot more. Not even just, like, sexually, but, like, I just like talking to people with nice voices. And I think so many people have nice voices, and more people should do stuff with their voices, because you all sound lovely. Ideal type, though, doesn't matter. Like, all bodies are sexy, all hair types are sexy, everyone's sexy. Big tits, small tits, tick, 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 tick. Big tits, small tits, big belly, small belly. I love you all, tall, small, it doesn't matter, you're all gorgeous. Next question. How'd you know you were pansexual? Your content has definitely made me start to think about my own sexuality and what I would possibly like in the bedroom. I mean, when I was younger, I kind of just thought I was gay, and then I was like, nah, I'm straight. And I was like, I'm bi, and I kind of read pansexual, and it kind of just fit me a bit better. Like, I would never say to a bisexual person, like, oh, they don't like trans people. Like, some people do that, and I don't like that, because that's a very big generalization that people do, is just because you're bi, you don't like trans or, like, NB folk. And I think that's just a kind of fucked up thing to say. I don't think you should judge people. I don't think you should do that. Yeah, I love everyone, and your gender, anything doesn't matter to me. Your sexuality, I love you all. You're all beautiful. How tall are you? Already answered it. 5'5". And what color are your eyes? I got some blue eyes. Blue-eyed boy. What's an audio that is your most favorite? Favorite audio I've made. Probably the long distance one that I just released, Male for Female. The collab with Little Wolfie was really, really fun to do. Or probably either the first Ramble Fap that I did or my Roommates to Lovers Male for Male / Male to Female part ones. I think those are all really good audios that kind of show a lot about me. Which one is your least favorite? I don't know if you're asking about in general, like, for my audios, or audios that I've listened to. I won't list audios that I've listened to, because that's mean. My least favorite audio that I've made is my Aphrodite's Blessing Male for Female audio. Nothing to do with that script. That script, by the way, if you're a voice actor, and you want to do that script, you 100% should, because that script is fucking amazing. It is written so nicely, and it was so easy to follow. Like, I forget who wrote it, but kudos to that person. I just think my accent kind of sounded a little goofy. And it's also one of my worst performing audios, so I don't think it was the best thing. What's your favorite book, if you like to read? Don't really read too much. When I was a kid, I was one of those kids who liked Percy Jackson, and a lot of animal-related books, so, yeah. What got you into doing 18 plus voice acting? Already answered it, but I'm just gonna say, I love talking about fucking and getting fucked! I just think it's fun. Zodiac sign. Already answered it. Maybe Gemini. I hope this isn't too personal, but do you actually touch yourself when recording or improvise? Your moans are just chef's kiss. Well, thank you very much for the compliment. Some audios I do, some audios I don't. If I were to touch myself for every audio, that would be a lot of cum. Like, for the Ramble Faps, for the most part, any audio that says real orgasm, on it, like as a tag, I would nut it to it. Any other audios are improv. Sometimes I'll like rile myself up before recording. Like I'll record all the SFW bits and then I'll come into the NSFW and I'll get like a little riled up, like I'll watch or listen to something. But for the most part, improvised. Hope that doesn't ruin your immersion. I don't know if you're with someone or not, but my question is, would you let them know that you do audios or will you keep it as a secret? I am in a relationship and they know about the audios and they are extremely supportive, which is really nice. is your spice tolerance level high or are you bad with spice? Just curious. I'm not horrible with spice. I don't really enjoy a lot of spicy foods flavor-wise. I think a lot of spicy foods just kind of taste like burnt. Like a lot of hot sauces, I can't, like Frank's Red Hot is just gross to me. There are some spicy foods that I really, really enjoy though. Like a lot of like Asian dishes that'll have like Szechuan stuff. Like I love all of that stuff, but yeah. This question's so sweet. How is your day? My day is going A-okay, dear. I hope your day's going good too. All of you, I hope your day's going amazing. Yeah, I just woke up, was chilling out, chatted with my dad for a bit, sent some texts out, checked on the internet, and now I'm here. this comment starts off with, "You're the cute one here." All right, first question. Do you play any video games? Yes, I do. I play, I don't play a lot of games right now, but I play Pokemon Showdown, which is like a Pokemon battling simulator. I play Smite, which is a MOBA. I played a lot of Overwatch a while ago. Call of Duty, I kind of go back and play some of the old zombie games. Yeah. Who did you want to become in the future when you were a kid? I assume this means like career. I wanted to be a veterinarian or a chef, were my two big careers as a kid. What was one of your happiest moments in your life? Wow. That is a loaded question. Fucking hell. A lot of happy moments have been made in this last year, honestly. Meeting my significant other, starting to finally feel a lot better about myself, figuring out I had ADHD, and getting medicated for that. But honestly, yeah, like, just this last year has been so much, like, even some of the comments that y'all leave that are just, like, really, really touching to me, like, I cry a lot to y'all's comments, because I'm a little sav, and I love seeing people feel good, and I love people. How do you prefer to spend your free time? I already answered that, but again, just chilling out, playing some games, listening to music, lots of music, love music. What is your favorite part of making audios? And what is your favorite audio so far? Also, your voice sounds so cute and hot. Aw, you too. Favorite part of making audios is just, I guess, like, being expressive, you know? Like, I get to show off my creativity. And I get to see if y'all will like it. And I like seeing the comments that are like, you did a really good job, or like, I don't know, like, I felt really good after this. Like, I like those comments a lot. So, yeah. Favorite audio so far. I would say my favorite audio in general to make was definitely the recent long-distance one, just because it really hit close to home. Am I talking too fast? If I'm talking too fast, please tell me in the comments, and I will talk slower next time. Do you like cuddles? I've actually never been cuddled. So I wouldn't know, but I would assume I'd love it because I'm a very cuddly person. Would you ever consider making content where the speaker is a psycho killer? Unless it's out of your comfort zone, of course. Probably not, at least not in a NSFW sense. Maybe SFW, but like I'm not into like any of that non-con or like rape shit. I'll put a trigger warning for me using that word once. I apologize, I shouldn't have used that word. But yeah. Favorite 2000s song? Holy fuck. Buy You a Drink by T-Pain. Yeah, by Usher. Oh, wow. Jesus Walks, Kanye West. Streetlights, Kanye West, honestly, things like that. Do you watch soccer? Don't watch any sports there, buddy. Have you ever traveled to any other country?
No.
I have never left my little place of living, unfortunately. I want to, though. All right, I've already answered that one. Already answered that one. Do you like video games? Yes, I love video games. I am a very big gamer. I was actually borderline professional in my younger years, like 15, 16, 17. So yeah. Do you collect things? I have a. Have you collected things in the past? What were they and what drew you to them? For example, stamps, Funko Pops, Beanie Babies. Okay. I used to collect feathers, like just assorted animal feathers when I was younger. In the future, I'd love to start collecting vinyls. Just some nice, pretty old music. How did you get into GWA? Just wanted to start moaning on that mic, bruh. I had a lot of peers, or not peers at the time, but a lot of people I looked up to, and I kind of wanted to get into it. I'm gonna skip that one because it's the same thing, and then I already answered that one. All right, moving on to the next set of questions.
Woo!
What's your favorite Pokemon? Ah, Darmanitan. I love that Pokemon so much. Darmanitan, Scraggy, Sfeel, yeah. Things like that. I love Scraggy. I relate to that little fucker. You have any body quirks you're proud of? Something you like about your physicality that you appreciate? I did a lot of squats last year, I'm not gonna lie. My ass is kind of fucking nice. Otherwise, I do got some thick thighs. My hands are very small and soft, and people like them. And a lot of people, whenever they see my face, they always say that I have a really, really cute nose. So I guess my nose. Can I have a hug, please? Air hug. And a kiss. Because you deserve it. What's a song that you've had on loop that you can't get out of your head? New Pusha T song, Diet Coke. That is a good song. Can't get out of my head, huh? 2009 by Mac Miller, also very lovely song. Is there a specific audio that's a favorite of yours? I already answered that. Again, probably the new long distance audio. How did someone so cute and wholesome end up making audio porn? Love you and your content and keep up the good work. You see, I'm so cute and wholesome until I'm so cute and in your wholesome. You know that I want to use you, right, baby? That's one of my favorite parts about making audio stuff. It's just like I flip the switch, you know? It's like I'm. And then it's just. You're so fucking good for me. Hope that catches some of y'all off. Are you submissive or dominant or switch? I'm a switch. Thank you. I wonder if you're gonna make more JOI content or simply watch and listen to masturbate audios. I love them very much. I love all of your stuff, by the way. Thank you. And I hope that you'll make more, but it's totally fine if you don't want to. That's all. Thank you for reading. I hope you have a good day slash night. Well, you too, dear. I hope you're doing lovely. Always down to do more JOI content. Always down to do a lot of content. The only stuff that I'm not down to do is R-word content, which we all know what that R-word is. Not super down to do incest content. And nothing like water sports or like intense gore or like nothing with too much degradation, just 'cause like that's not really me, you know? I'm sure I could do it, but it just wouldn't feel as natural for me. But yes, more JOA content in the future. I'm pretty sure I have an idea for a JOA audio coming up pretty soon, actually, so look out for that. This person asked for collecting things again, already answered that. Zodiac sign, where are you from? I won't answer exactly where I'm from, but I'm Canadian. Fog going on there, bud. Oh, fog, bud. favorite ice cream flavor? That is so hard. I'm gonna get flack for this in the comments, and probably all of y'all are gonna unsubscribe, but I love mint chip ice cream. I love it. Mint chip, just regular chocolate is. Like a good chocolate ice cream. It can't just be like none of that like Breyers or Dreyer shit. Good chocolate ice cream, like homemade. Oh, yes. Nice question. Favorite memory? Fuck. Again, this is just hard. I don't really know if I exactly have one. I guess just like waking up the one day and feeling like my meds finally took effect was just like a really, really big breakthrough for me. Just like being able to like actually focus felt really nice. Do you know what your love language is? I've answered this before and I always forget it. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. If I remember it, I'll put it in the comments for you. And if you're the one who asked this question, please DM me and I will ask, because my significant other knows, because they're big into this shit. And I will tell you, okay? I'm so sorry. What's your ethnicity? You know what? I literally forget what this word means. Like, on the daily. Ethnicity. Can I just say that I'm white? Is that what this means? I'm white and I have a native in me. Is that what this question is? I'm sorry if this is completely wrong. I'm not trying to be ignorant or mean. I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm white, and a lot of my like my grandpa is native. So I am native and I'm a registered native. Do you like K-pop? If so, what bands? Not a big K-pop person. I kind of want to get into it a little bit just to like delve, because I like a lot of music except country. Don't talk to me about country. This comment got cut off. I'm so sorry to the person who wrote this one. Favorite pet names to call someone and be called. I mean, pet names, like I like being called like baby boy, good boy. Obviously, like I like doing the same to other people. Like I'm not into DDLG, the actual thing. Like once it goes past just the name calling, I'm not into it. Like true, like age play and all that, nada nada. But I like using the words because I think they're cute. How are you doing? Aw, how are you? And I hope you're taking care of yourself. Well, thank you so much. I'm doing great. I hope you're taking care of yourself too. Do you have any tips for people who want to become a VA in the GWA community? I want to try recording audios and sharing them here, but I'm extremely embarrassed and shy, and I wanted to know your opinion. What could help me overcome my shyness? Overcoming your shyness ain't really gonna happen until you just do it. It's very blunt. It's very blunt, but I just did it, you know? Like, you will be surprised how many people will like your voice. You might not like your voice. Literally, when I asked my buddies if I could do something like this, all of them said that I didn't have the voice for it. And look at me now. So fuck what other people say. Just do it. And you don't have to have insane equipment to do stuff either. Like if you have like a little mic, like I have, it's called a Zoom H1N Handycam mic. I don't know how much money it is, but it's super nice. It's portable. It works well. It uses a USB. It's perfect. You can just download Audacity, do a little bit of like learn how to like filter out some of your background noise, try not to like breathe into your mic too hard, and just have fun. Do ramble faps, do scripts. Like when it comes to scripts, just try not to sound like you're just like I don't know, like what show are you watching currently? You know, like don't read it like you're actually reading. Say it like how you'd say it. A good thing that a lot of VAs have told me to do is at the start of recording, you just talk like super over the top, like, "Oh my God, baby, you're doing so good, man." And then you just dial it down, like, "Oh my God, baby, you're doing so good." And you dial it back until you get it to a spot that you like. And then you go from there. Yeah, if anyone ever wants to chat about things like this, again, join the Discord server. I am more than happy to chat about people with this stuff, because I'm still new to this. I don't know a lot about this stuff. I am not good at editing. Like I am not. It like I put a little bit of SFX into my stuff, but I'm really not that great at it. What show are you watching currently? Don't watch shows, homie. Don't watch TV at all. I do watch YouTube, and I watch a guy named Summoning Salt, and he makes a lot of cool stuff about speedrunning. So that's what I've been watching. What hobbies do you want to pick up? Oh, fucking singing. Some type of instrument would be so cool to me. Like a guitar, or a flute, or the piano. I'd love to do something like that. Favorite food to eat slash cook? I don't really cook all that much at the moment, just because of like situation I'm in, but I love steak. I love anything to do with potatoes, mashed potatoes, French fries, all that junk. Like garlic mashed potatoes are amazing to me. Love chicken wings. I love rice, like a fried rice is so good. Tacos, taco salad, and stuff like that. What artists were in your Spotify Wrapped? Unfortunately, now's not the best time to say this, and I'm gonna get cracked in the comments again, but Kanye is my number one artist. Love that man. Love his music. Trippie Redd was up there. Gene Dawson is another artist who was up there. Death Grips was up there, and I think who else would have been up there? Maybe the Gorillaz? I don't remember. Sorry. Are you a fan of Gordon Ramsay? Of course I like Gordon Ramsay. You'd recommend watching Hell's Kitchen? I watch so much of Hell's Kitchen. I love Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, fuck off, you dunce. Oh, piss off!
Yeah, just like that. Do you like anime? It's not that I don't like anime. Like I said before, I just don't watch shows. I should start watching it, though. Some animes, but I don't at the moment. And I'm so sorry. Don't hurt me. All right, we're getting close to the end. Has anyone ever complimented your voice IRL? Honestly, no. Not until I started actually doing like voice work. No one's ever really complimented me. Sometimes on impressions that I've done, I've been like, "Oh wow, you kind of sound like that guy." I'm gonna bring this up actually. Ever since I started making audios, I have gotten from time to time. Oh, one second, actually, I'm gonna take a drink of water. Water ASMR. Ever since I started recording audios, I have gotten just like random sporadic comments that have just said, "You sound like Tom Holland." Does anyone think I sound like Tom Holland? Because I don't see it. Like English accent Tom Holland, like American accent Tom Holland, I don't hear it. Like, "Oh no, I'm Spider-Man." "What do you mean you're not Spider-Man?" "Oh, well, I don't get it." Like, I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all, ever, anywhere. If you hear it, please tell me what the fuck you hear, because I want to know. I'm not gonna say you're wrong. I just don't hear it. All right. Next. If it's not too personal, what's your favorite types of audio? Whether it's your own, the ones you have to listen to, NSFW or SFW? NSFW for sure. I can tell you some of my favorite creators. If they listen to this audio, hi, I love you guys. I'd love to collab, and I think your content's really good. BG Wanders, love her content. Alec Cursor, I believe is their name, or Ally. I don't listen to her audios too much because a lot of her stuff's not really for me personally, but Ivy Wild, amazing content creator. Amazing. Fun Size Audibles, amazing friend of mine, and I listen to their audios once in a while. Little Wolfie, again, amazing audio creator. I don't really know if they still make content at the moment, but I love their stuff. Anyone else? Looking for my Blue Sky. She's just like a very, very, very talented VA. And yeah. And I, for what kind of audios I like lovey-dovey sweet stuff, super sexual stuff, I like the whole lot of it. Like, as long as, again, nothing R-word, nothing incest. Nothing super heavy rude. I'm cool with it. All right. And then the last question. Oh. Can you keep being you and never change who you are?
I'm gonna change. Why, Luigi? Why?
There you go. Thank you so much. That is super sweet. And I hope the same for you. I hope you're doing well and much love. And just like that, we have reached the end of the Q&A. Wow. I don't even know how long that was, but thank you all so much. Actually, I guess I can check right now. We're going on 40 fucking minutes, holy shit. If you made it all the way here, damn, you a real G. Sorry. Thank you for listening. Thank you for submitting the questions, cuties. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week, a fantastic day, a fantastic rest of 2022. Thank you all so much for the support you've shown me over the last 8 months. And here's a little thing I'm going to say. I don't know if I'll have anything special planned for 7K. I'm probably going to do something special for 8K. But come 10K, because I'm not going to stop until I hit it. I got something big planned. Something, maybe live. Maybe a live Q&A into something a little spicy. I'll leave you with that teaser. Thank you very much. Thanks for all the support. I'm just gonna drop some stuff. If you want to follow me on my Patreon, it's in all of my links. It'll probably be in a link on this post I'll put somewhere. It helps me out a bunch, gets you a bunch of extra content. Follow me on the Reddit, check out my Twitter, join my Discord. If I ever do commissions, beat me up for some commissions. And thank you all so much. From the bottom of my heart, you've made a once very sad little Canadian boy feel a lot better about himself and how he goes about stuff. Love y'all. And thanks for believing in me. And I hope you believe in yourself too. Do something nice for yourself today.
Eat a cookie.
Much love. Bye-bye for now. And I hope you keep enjoying the content. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, cuties.